track 13, and we come to our sports roundup. Sadly, last night, England were, I won't say knocked out, they're knocked into third or fourth place, which they'll be playing on Saturday evening, I believe. So, with no news of more world football, we'll have our locals, which is Plymouth Argyle, making an impressive start to their pre-season campaign with a 4-1 victory over Plymouth Parkway at Bolitho Park. The Pilgrims needed less than 2 minutes to take the lead as striker Bim Peppel calmly finished past Aaron Deering for a bright opening. And then Bobby Tracy AFC took on Newton Abbott Spurs in a recent pre-season friendly and came out victorious against their local rivals. The pair went toe-to-toe at Coach Road on Saturday, July the 11th, with the newly promoted Moorlanders winning by 6-2. And on to cricket, and Bobby Tracy First 11 captain Seb Ansley had a look at the A Division table after his side's 77-run defeat by Torquay and King's Kerswell. And guess what? He did not like what he saw. Set 258 to win in 50 overs, Bobby were bowled out for 180 with more than 13 overs unused. They are now hovering above the drop spots heading into the final third of the season. Meanwhile, Bobby Tracy's second 11 skipper, Dan Green, attributed his side's 23-run defeat by Clith St George to the input of one player on the other side. 3 wickets each for Dan Kendall and Bertie Creer may have sealed Bobby's fate, but they were up against it because of Donovan's rapid 100. Abbots Kerswell dipped to a second successive defeat in the C Division West, this time at the hands of Plymouth second 11. Meanwhile, Ipplepen are starting to look out of place at this level, maintaining their stranglehold on top spot after routing Brixham by 7 wickets. Opener Toby Holroyd belted a quick-fire century to put the Pens out of sight. And Chudley crept to a 3-wicket win over C West strugglers South Devon with an over to spare. Meanwhile, in the B Division, Ashburton literally turned the tables on Biddeford with a 2-wicket win over them in the bottom versus top encounter on Varwell Field. Biddeford went into the match sitting at the top of the table and looking to kick on with a win over lowly Ashburton. Ashburton had been bottom of the table since week 3 and was starting to look doomed to the drop. 2 wins on the spin have revived Ash's fortunes by cutting the gap between them and safety to 14 points. Biddeford are still top, joint top now with Stoke Gabriel on 151 points, with Seaton just 2 points behind in third. And lastly, Ipplepen claimed Aaron Printer's 2020 Narracot Cup glory after they defeated Paignton's second 11 by 4 wickets in the final at Bovey Tracy. And that's our very quick sport roundup.